There are doctors, and then there are doctors. Rashid Diab is the first kind. With a PhD in art from one of Europe's top universities, he may not know what to do for someone who, say, goes into cardiac arrest at a restaurant. But after a long absence from Sudan, the good Dr. Diab has brought his canvases home. He hopes they will speak to his fellow Sudanese heart to heart. On her recent visit to Khartoum, NPR's Gwen Tompkins visited Diab's studio and filed this report.
Take a turn around Rashid Diab's studio, and it would be easy to think he's gone girl crazy. There are women on canvases everywhere. On the floor, on the walls, on his painting table, and of course, on the brushes, dripping with new women yet to be painted. There's also a hovering passel of ladies in waiting here, one more beautiful than the next, who keep the art center he's built running smoothly. So it is something of a surprise when Diab says he doesn't know anything about women.
I will never understand any woman. But not because of the problem of the woman. My problem with the woman. I think for the woman as a partner, maybe, could be good sexually. But I see women are very far from me, very far.
It's the age-old story that can be traced from the biblical Abraham and Sarah to the likes of Justin Timberlake and Cameron Diaz. What gets between a man and a woman, and how can they possibly sustain? Here's Diab's answer.
What you should find is art. Make something between you and your lover. For me, art is the very, very, very important media to connect two spirits. Just look if he likes, she likes, or he likes art, and make your connection through that.
Diab doesn't make the same kind of pictures he did when he lived in Spain. Those paintings and etchings and lithographs, which attracted galleries, celebrities, and even royalty, were mostly abstract. They were brilliant images that channeled his native Sudan in color and texture. Powdery gilded reds, the kind of red meant to be seen ablaze on a desert horizon. Deep leafy greens, good enough to eat. The blue of teardrops and whispering waters. So what about those girls?
I paint in the cities. When I paint a woman just walking in this big space, vanishing to somewhere, nowhere, that means there's something missing there. That means there is something really terrible happening.
He's right. These are not the girls, girls, girls of an Elvis Presley movie. These are women in every color of chador walking away from who knows where and toward who knows what. They are alone and adrift in blazing sand, which is no way to survive in a Sudanese desert. No way to survive, period.
The idea behind the desert of the space is the idea of losing hope.
For Diab, these women are both mythic and all too real. They are walking away from Darfur, from eastern and southern Sudan, places in the shadow of Sudan's central government in Khartoum that have been made sere by the miseries of war, and even before that, by the lack of water and food, and the seeds needed to one day become food.
We had now Khartoum for like almost 10 million living in Khartoum. Where are they coming from? Well, they're coming from east and west and south. So that we start feeling the problem long time ago. You can smell what is happening.
After a mess of years in Madrid, Diab moved back to the relative quiet of Khartoum in 1999. In a way, he's here to do what Picasso did in Spain in the 1930s. Taken together, Diab's paintings amount to a kind of Guernica for the people of Sudan. But while Picasso's painting was meant to sound the alarm of war in vivid and even grotesque brushstrokes, Diab says the people of Sudan respond to different images. He says the punch of his paintings comes in having Sudanese people see themselves suspended in absolute nothingness, without context or reference to any living thing. It's what makes his work both beautiful and terrible.
Just being alone, it's a problem. Being alone in space, big space, without knowing where are you going, this is a problem. Being away as a woman is a problem. I mean, this is all this together, but with a nice, very aesthetic conception or artistic vision.
Only an artist can think of depicting human suffering with a nice aesthetic. But consider the image that brought Diab back to Sudan. It was a photograph of a hungry Sudanese child being stalked by a vulture on the desert floor. That exquisitely rendered shot won photojournalist Kevin Carter a Pulitzer Prize. It brought new international focus on famine in Sudan, and it moved Diab to buy a one-way ticket home.
It's a terrible photo. What I'm doing here? This is happening in my country. There is something wrong.
Somewhere in all that nothing Diop likes to paint appears to be another, more encouraging message. It's embedded in his rambling esoteric art center, in the national art competitions he sponsors, in his classes for children, his exhibit space for fellow artists, in his gardening and primers on art. He seems to be encouraging his fellow Sudanese to feel something as primal as the love between a man and a woman, and that is love of country. The entire country. In Sudan, it may be the rarest love of all. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Khartoum.